In Syria today, government forces recaptured some rebel-held areas of Aleppo. It's the first time those neighborhoods have been in government hands in 4 years. The civil war between the rebels and the forces of President Assad are part of a complicated conflict in Syria. There are Shiite militias from Iraq, Iran, and Lebanon supported by Russian airstrikes fighting with the Assad regime. The U.S., which has opposed President Assad, is helping the rebels but also fighting ISIS there. And on Thanksgiving Day, the first American casualty in Syria was recorded. Senior Chief Petty Officer Scott Dayton was killed near Raqqa. Thomas Gibbons Neff is a reporter for The Washington Post. He's also a former Marine who served two tours in Afghanistan. He's with us from the Post studio in Washington. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, let's begin with the death of U.S. sailor Scott Dayton. Who was he and what exactly happened?
Right. So, I mean, details are still pretty scarce. We know he was killed by wounds suffered from an improvised explosive device. So that's an IED or roadside bomb. Last month in Mosul, Chief Petty Officer was also killed, Jason Finnan. And he was assigned to a similar unit based out of California. And he was operating with a team of Navy SEALs in Mosul when he was killed. So I think we can say, you know, likely that Dayton was working with Special Operations Forces north of Raqqa.
Mm. So tell us, I mean, at this point in time, how many U.S. troops are operating in Syria and how much do we know about exactly what they're doing?
So it's kind of an amorphous number. We know that it's around 500. There was 200 initially sent at the tail end of 2015 and another 200 were authorized in April to go in. That being said, people probably fly in and out of Turkey and Iraq to kind of support and assist certain missions. But basically, their core mission is supporting what's called the Syrian Democratic Forces, which is kind of a hodgepodge of Arab and Kurdish militias. And they're basically there in an advisory role. They're supporting and assisting them, helping them take territory from the Islamic State by way of, you know, getting close air support in and also providing weaponry that maybe they don't have, including some advanced anti-tank guided missiles like the Javelin.
Okay. So speaking of like bringing in the air support, as we mentioned earlier in the introduction, Russia says it's also fighting ISIS. I mean, are the American and Russian militaries cooperating in any way in Syria?
The U.S. takes a pretty hard line, is that they don't coordinate with Russia at all unless they're de-conflicting. How true is that is hard to tell. Maybe there are certain situations where they share maybe a little more than just, hey, we're flying up here. But for the most part, we kind of stay away from each other up there.
Mm. Now, could you tell me a little bit more? I mean, I'm thinking about what happened to Chief Petty Officer Scott Dayton. I mean, is the U.S. helping rebels specifically, you know, in close contact with them who are fighting the Assad regime?
Now, our special forces in Syria are not with troops that are fighting the Assad regime.
Okay.
Or Assad's forces. They're fighting groups that are fighting specifically the Islamic State. That being said, there are training programs, namely the one for the Central Intelligence Agency, that trains Syrian rebels to fight the Islamic State. However, they also fight the Islamic State and the Syrian government forces.
And finally, Thomas, earlier this month, three U.S. soldiers were killed in Jordan. And I think it's probably quite a surprise to many Americans to know that there are U.S. troops in that country and also that they're even in harm's way. I mean, so what were they doing there and what more do we know about how they were killed?
Jordan's been a huge asset and ally for the U.S. forces in the region, you know, when it comes to fighting the Islamic State, supporting operations in Syria. And what we know is that the soldiers, they were all from 5th Special Forces Group based out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and they were hashed over to the Central Intelligence Agency, who runs that training program that trains Syrian so-called, you know, moderate fighters to go back into Syria and fight ISIS and Syrian forces. So basically, they were pulling up to this gate. They were in a bunch of vehicles. They had just come back from a range training Syrian fighters, and the Jordanian Guard opened fire, killed two guys in one of the vehicles. Another two special forces soldiers jumped out. One was gunned down as they ran for cover, and the final one, the fourth one, returned fire with his service pistol and wounded the shooter, who's currently in a coma.
So the shooter was Jordanian, and was this a Jordanian base that they were returning to or an American one?
A Jordanian base that had Americans present.
Thomas Gibbons Neff is a reporter for The Washington Post. Thomas, thank you so very much.
Yep, thanks for having me.